During a stop in Alcott, Schumer called on Congress to fully fund a study on how to strengthen infrastructure along the lake to permanently stop the flooding.
Local residents had fish in their houses. That's how bad it is. This is not just a little flooding. This is major flooding.
Headley Boat Company owner David Headley says his losses so far this year total over $250,000. Headley says the flooding has hurt tourism and boating.
This high water has raised the big logs and debris along the creeks and lake shore, and it's put it out in the lake. You can't go very far without hitting a log. It's dangerous.
Schumer says the study would identify vulnerable shoreline areas and help the Army Corps of Engineers decide what to do about it. He says once the funding is approved, it should take about a year to complete.
We need to solve this problem once and for all, not just with sandbags, but with permanent structures that will prevent the flooding. The Army Corps knows how to do this. They're really good. They're experts.
In the meantime, Schumer says the International Joint Commission needs to open the floodgates on the St. Lawrence River to reduce the record high level of Lake Ontario. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.